listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, good morning. Hey, thank you for tuning in to Lifeline this Saturday morning. Listen, this is Landon and Bob live in the studio with you, going to try to help you with the oracles of God, the things of God. Get to know God, get to speak to God, get to hear from God. You need a relationship with God. That's the bottom line. I've got someone at my job that keeps asking me questions, right? They can't figure it out. How can it be, Landon? How can the Bible be real? How can this? It was written this many years after Jesus. They're in their head. They're in their head, trying to intellectualize the spirituality of God. That will hinder you every time. Let me say this. You got to yield yourself to the Spirit. You got to get out of your head and open up your heart and just say, Lord, I don't understand it. I'm going to get out of my head. I'm going to give you my heart. Go ahead, Bob.
I got there on the way over here.
Did you?
I did.
Talk to me. Tell me about it real quick.
That's it.
Listen, let me give you some call letters. Let me get the basic stuff out of the way real quick. If you need to call this radio station, hey, Bob, take that number. You can see it on the wall easier than I can. 221-1100.
221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8999. That's 221-1100 local. Out of town, 888-221-8990.
And we need you to hit us up on Gmail this week. We like to help you. I work all the time. Bob is retired. So if you hit us up on Gmail, try Lifeline, T-R-Y-L-I-F-E-L-I-N-E, trylifeline@gmail.com. Bob will be the one corresponding with you because he's retired and has time to do so. But years of walking with the Lord, so you're in good hands as far as that goes. And we're going to need your support. We'll cover that at the end, okay? But take those numbers down, 221-1100, 888, what is it?
221-1100, 888-221-8990.
Okay, because we're going to talk about the goodness of God, and you're going to want to get excited, and you're going to want to call here. Let me start with this. I'm going to open us up with this, and I'm going to turn it over to Bob here in a second. But here's the deal. God gave me this week. He said, Landon, you know, actually, he didn't say Landon, okay? But he did say what I'm about to tell you. He said, you'll never understand something. Now, to understand something is have the full picture, the full comprehension of how this thing operates. He said, you'll never understand something unless you've been down in it yourself. And that's exactly how he worded it. He said, unless you've been down in it yourself. And then he come back with this just seconds later. Going through something changes your ministry. Now, let me explain that real quick because people are going to say, well, I'm not in ministry. If you're a parent, you're in ministry. You Amen. Minister to those parents. You minister to them kids every day of your life. If you're at work, you're in ministry. People are influenced negatively by you or positively by you. You can influence them with godly things and the way you conduct yourself and the way you don't cuss when you stub your toe or whatever. But here's what he showed me, and then I'm going to turn it over here to Bob in a second. When we go through something, we gain a lot of understanding. God often holds our hand by his grace and his mercy. He walks us through it. He brings us out the other side after the chemo, after the death of a loved one, whatever it may be. Now, we go through that traumatic, terrible thing, and by his grace, we learn unreal through it. We come out on the other side, and we never tell anybody how good God was when we were down in that thing. We don't glorify him. We don't magnify. We don't exalt his name when we come through it. He brings you through and allows you to go through those horrific things sometimes so you'll learn of his goodness and tell somebody, brother, don't worry that you've got cancer right now. I had cancer one time, and let me tell you what happened when I was there. God was there, and he pulled me through, and that cancer went away, and I'm here today 15, 16, 17 years later to tell you, you've got to glorify him. Let me read this one thing out of Psalms. He says, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, not with my thoughts. I'll tell somebody, yes, I will praise him among the multitude. You got it. When you go through something, you come out, and you tell somebody about what God did. That's what he wants. It must break God's heart to watch him give us the grace and give us the mercy and hold our hand and love us through this thing, and we're crying out and we're mad and we're upset and we don't understand, and he's right there the whole time, and we come out the other side and we don't even glorify him. What do you think about that, Bob?
It's amazing. My wife, Sherry, and I were talking about this last night. We had a situation about 3 months ago that just literally, I mean, just earth-shaking, so to speak. It looked like earth-shaking to us at the time. Walked through it for 3 months. Totally, God did everything a God would do, like a father would do. Restored everything. The problem totally behind us, and thought, we said, you know, something is like, we take this for granted, but do we? How many times do we fail to look back and see where we started and see where God has brought us through today and give Him glory for it and thank Him for it and acknowledge Him in it? And we just talked about this birthday last night. It's amazing. But listen, we're here today for one reason, because the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. And because He loves you, He cares about you. He cares about every need you have, every hurt, every sting, every heartache, and everything in the physical realm. So we're going to open the lines up here today. And if you need heal from anything, the anointing is upon land, and I and Connie here, and we're a team to bring healing into your life, because we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Like Landon said, we're, you know, with the oracles of God. We don't speak for ourselves here. He's the healer. We just tell you what He does, and we expect Him to do it because He will do it, because He said He would. We just trust what He says, trust His word. That's all we're doing, and that's all we're saying. So if you need healed doctor today, we want to pray for you. And also, if you have issues in your life, I mean, I know you have issues out there. I know that we have people call in. We have people call last week really hurting. Well, I don't care what they are. I mean, they might be depression, oppression. You might be under attack from the enemy. You call, and we'll stand with you. The Lord says, with two or more agree, and my name is touching anything, it'll be done of my Father, which is in heaven. We're going to agree with you that the Lord will help you. And also, if you have, here's how you know what the devil is influencing your life. If you have something in your life you can't control, guess what? Who's controlling it? If you can't control it, who is? If you're out of control, somebody else is taking over control and you need help. We have a place Tuesday night. We can come together. And absolutely guarantee we have people, I mean really quality people, that can pray over you for healing, pray over you for deliverance, can help you in any way. You have to email us here now, and we'll get you there. And it's not openly where everyone gets involved or gets you to leadership. We'll get you aside. We'll work with you. You won't be exposed to everybody in the world with your issue, but we will get help for you. Listen, it's very simple. give us an email here. And this email is at trylifeline@gmail.com. That's easy. Trylifeline, that's all you got to remember, gmail.com. Trylifeline@gmail.com. Okay, the phone lines are open right this minute. Local 221-1100. Whatever your situation is, you call us or email us at 888-221-8990.
The Bible says, let me mention this real quick. There's a couple heart motives that I want to give you, because people get caught up. As soon as you get ready to call and as soon as you get ready to reach out for help, the devil comes and says, you, man, you're not qualified for that. You don't know how to speak about that stuff. You don't even know any verses. You don't know any verses. You've never even read your Bible. How can you think you're going to get to call and God's going to help you? That's all a lie. The Bible says this, and here's one of the biggest verses that we make, I think, too much production out of, but it says, Jesus says, listen, the time is coming and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And we get hung on that, what's a true worshiper? And we want to be a true worshiper. It's the spirit and truth. That means you don't have to be educated in the Bible. You didn't have to go to seminary. You didn't have to be raised in church. If you were, that's better. If you have no idea how to speak to God, if you're barely educated in the regular worldly system, if you didn't even complete but the fifth grade, if you barely can write or barely can read, it does not matter. He says, a true worshiper, here's what it looks like to be a true worshiper of Jesus Christ. You're going to come to me in spirit. You're not going to come to me with your intellect. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how dumb you are. God says, you come to me and you open your heart up and you say, Father, here's the truth, spirit and truth. I'm going to open my heart up. I'm not coming from my head. Here's where I'm at. Here's what I've done. Here's what I think. Lord, I need your help. Spirit and truth. God's after your heart. He doesn't care about your head. What do you think, Bob?
Well, listen, I just want to tell you this. I just want to show you 1 second really how God feels about you. There's a scripture that just literally burns in me. It stays with me. It almost never leaves me. Here's what it is. It's Luke 19:10. It's the total purpose of everything. Listen real close. Now, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ, our Master, our Redeemer, and our Savior said. He said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, that either is you or that was you. Nevertheless, if you're a Christian out there today, you need to begin to know the value of yourself. You need to know who you are. You need to know how God values you. Look, he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, just to seek you out and to save you. If you're saved today, you have every reason to praise and worship and honor and bless the Lord and be thankful for who you are and what he's done for you. Always remember this, the same purchase, and that would be you, has more value than the price paid, and that would be God's own son. He was willing to, Isaiah said, he put him to grief, made his soul out, and offering for your sin. Your old sorry life was paid for with the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. Now that's who you are. He came to just to seek you out and just to save you. You need to look at it that way. So then you begin to look at, who am I here? Am I that valuable? Yes, you are. To the Lord, you're a precious son. You're a precious daughter. So if you belong to the Lord, spend this day thanking him, praising him, honoring him, blessing him for what he's done in your life. If you're lost, you need to be saved today. And you can be, because Jesus said, the Son of Man, I come just to seek you out and just to save you. So if you're out there today not saved, you'll never have another excuse after today. We are speaking here on behalf of the Son of God, the one that comes to seek you out and to save you. All you have to do is ask, Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. I believe what these men are telling me. I know I need you. Your life will change. God loves you and wants you to know that. Now listen, give us a call here. We'll pray for you today. We'll see that you get into the kingdom. If you need healing in any way, set free in any way, struggles in any way, I don't care. If you need to hear from God, if you're a desperate person out there today and you're crying out every day, God will give us a word for you. You call in. We will have a word from God to you, because that's what we do. 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8990. Give us a call.
Let me give you a little riddle. This is really cool. I heard Brother Jesse say this one time. He was preaching in front of a big crowd, and he said, listen, folks, listen. He said, the Bible doesn't make sense. It makes faith. And I said, wow, you know, because we look at it from an intellectual perspective. He said, if you'll get in there and get to know God by faith and get to build your faith up in God and let God start working your life and proving himself to you, as your faith builds up in God, it will then begin to make sense. But it doesn't necessarily make sense. It's designed to make faith. And then I also want to go back. I just want to say that to you real quick, because I thought that was the coolest thing I've ever heard. And here's another thing. Bob said that Luke 19:10 said this, for the Son of Man, which we all know is Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ is come. So it's not like you got to wait on him. He's already come to do this and to seek and to save that which is lost. He is seeking you. He is seeking to save you. So if that be the case, think about it. If there was someone seeking to save you, if someone's walking around your yard seeking you and seeking you and seeking you, all you have to do is open the door and go, hey, man, that's it. That's your whole part. How easy was that? You don't have the burden on you. He's got it on him. He's seeking to save you. You don't have to do nothing but turn around and be found. Just say Jesus. One word. One simple word. Because that sums it all up. You can say, oh, Lord, I need you to this. Please come to me. Please help me with my this. Please help. If you'll just sum all that up with one word, Jesus. He's already seeking you. He's looking for you. Amen. He's searching diligently for you, high and low. He's watching and waiting for you for the whole purpose of saving you. That's what that verse said.
Hallelujah.
So you just give an ounce of effort and he'll be right there. Right? It takes all the burden off of you. Just reach out. He is seeking to save you. That's what it said. How easy is that, Bob?
That's good. Listen, if you're hurting out the other day, you're inexcusable. We're telling you now, the Lord Jesus wants to touch your life today. If you're hurting in your body, you give us a call. 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8999. But look, also if you're hurting, maybe you're out there today, you have a son breaking your heart. Maybe you have a daughter breaking your heart. Maybe you have a husband or a wife breaking your heart. Maybe you have issues that are just overwhelming you, but the Lord don't want you to live like that. He said, I'll pray the Father Jesus did. He'll send another comforter. He'll be with you forever. There's a comforting Holy Spirit of God that'll dwell with you, comfort you, walk you through life, help you in every way. Listen, the Lord wants to help you. If he come to lay down his life, suffer and bleed and die. Let me just tell you a few things about it. He was a man of sorrow. He was despised. He was rejected. He was acquainted with grief. God knows your grief. He was acquainted with it. This is out of Isaiah chapter 53. This is Bible. Acquainted with your grief. He was oppressed. He was bruised. He was chastised. He's been everywhere that you'll ever go. He knows your feelings. He knows. He expects when you come to him with these problems, he knows all about them. He can tell you about them. He wants to help you reach out to you. You give us a call here. The Lord loves you. If no matter what your situation is or what you're going through, the Lord Jesus is reaching out to you today. So, you know, when you call, believe it or not, as soon as you open your mouth to call, God begins to work on your behalf and help you. So do it. I just want to tell you one more thing. You know, after Jesus was crucified and went to heaven, now he had trained these apostles for 3.5 years. They were like Marines. I mean, they were perfect, trained, the best there is to go out and bring people into the kingdom of God. But he comes back one more time because of you. And he finds a man named Paul, knocks him off a horse, and Paul, listen, I want you to turn men from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. You know why he said that? Because if you're not born again, you're in darkness. And he wants to bring you into the light. He wants to take you from the power of Satan and bring you into himself. He said, turn men from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may have forgiveness from sin and an inheritance. That's in me. God loves you more than you could ever imagine, really. And he wants to help. He's reaching out today. And if you don't grab, hey, it's unacceptable. The Lord is speaking. If you're out there today and you're hurting, you're depressed, you're hurting, you're grieving, or you have people hurting, you can give us a call. We'd be more than glad to pray. Have you stepped in to your inheritance today?
One phone call can change a lot of things. I had a lady a couple weeks ago. Maybe you guys were listening. Brenda. We all prayed for her. We all labored over her. Her and I now speak on a regular basis. Life is getting better. Things are looking. I'm telling you, listen, things are looking up. She was so down in the dumps. Things have changed. Her life's looking better. A friend of hers in Palm City called and said, listen, I got to go out of town for a couple weeks, which she hadn't been over here in I don't know how long. And a beautiful farm with horses. And she was telling me, I think she even said donkeys and all kinds of animals. She's going to go watch. She's going to go babysit the animals and watch this monster farm for a couple weeks while these people go out for the holidays. What a blessing. And she was sitting there down in the dumps. No car, no job. All of a sudden, she's going to be living like a queen in a palace for a little while. God will change your situation. I want to capitalize on the Paul thing. Bob said, you know, God knocked Paul off that horse and changed. This is what I was saying when we first opened up. He changed his ministry. The guy was an ornery sucker, beating Christians, beating people, hated God. God knocked him off the horse, changed his ministry, changed his name. His name was Saul in the Hebrew. God said, listen, I'm going to change your name to Paul because I'm not worried about them laws. I'm not worried about that ordinance. I'm not worried about that yoke of bondage that you got around your neck from religion where you think you have to carry out all these ordinances to a T or I won't be pleased with you or I won't approve of you. He said, listen, you're a Paul from now on. You're my disciple. And Paul was so excited when he come out of the blindness. You have to go back and research the story. I don't have time to break the whole story down. He did what I was talking about when we opened. He went and told people. This joker was fired up. Started the whole ministry for him because he went through something and God brought him out on the other side. When God brings you out, you ask God, God, what do you want me to do? Praise God. Let's pray for this caller. That's what let's do. We've been through
it. Bob, can I help you? Hello, this is Bob. Go ahead, you're on. It's Bob.
Yes, I'm calling for prayer for a residual cough. I just got rid of a cold and cough doesn't seem to want to go away. Now, I love residual income, but residual coughing, no.
In particular, just to simply cough, as far as you know? Is that all it is, just a cough? Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, listen, I'm going to rebuke that thing. I just want you to stand by and watch it go away, okay? Believe the Lord. I want you to expect something, okay? I mean, we're talking faith here. When I speak, yes. God's speaking.
The breath of life.
So when I rebuke that cough, you just believe and you stand and you take a stand and you say it's gone and you agree with me. We're going to agree with you. When I speak, it's going to go, okay? Just like when Jesus spoke to Peter's mother-in-law, the fever got up and left.
So praise
this cough
God.
Can hear my voice, okay? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What
Jesus
is your name,
Christ.
Honey?
My name is Sharon. I always call.
I knew it was Sharon.
Listen. All right. Father, you know Sharon, you hear Sharon, yep. And she's been faithful to call, and she wants your help.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this cough, command it to leave and speak healing into her body instantly, Father, immediately now. Heal. It's touch, Father, and heal in the name of Jesus. Sharon, it's done. God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you. And thank you for both being together. It's a real treat. God bless you.
All right, God bless you.
Awesome, Sharon. That breath of life just went out to her. Yeah. That's the pneuma. That's the spirit of God. He's the pneuma. He's the breath of life. Sharon called, said, I'm tired of this cough. This cough's in the flesh. I need the spirit. I need the breath of life to come into me. And I want this thing from the flesh to get up out of here.
Hallelujah.
Get out of me in the name of Jesus. Oh, Sharon, that's great. I can't wait till next week when you call him and go, man, listen, that thing went away. Oh. It was done. I just love it. Praise God.
Listen, if you're a sinner out there today and you've never really been born again, you know all about it. I mean, you've been rolling around the flag. It's time to raise the flag now. Listen, if you just know about Jesus and that's not good enough and you know that you're not walking in what God, you have to be born again. John 3:3, Jesus made it absolutely perfectly clear. I don't care who you are or what you think you are. You must be born again. Now, this brings it all you up to Jesus. I believe you really are the Son of God. Come into my heart and wash my sins away. I want to be a brand new person. I want a brand new sin. God's merciful. And look, don't worry about your sin. When the Bible speaks of sin, most people don't know this, but he's not speaking of what you've done last night. Sin is the transgression of the law. Have you been redeemed from that? Has the blood of Jesus touched your life and washed away that old sin and made you a brand new person? That's what the Lord is really talking about when you talk about sin. Has your original sin that has death attached to it been washed away? Have you been brought, swept into the kingdom now, a brand new person, a brand new life? Don't worry about your petty issues. If you drink, smoke, chew, curse, all those things now, they mean nothing. God will begin to quicken these things to you. He'll begin to walk you and deliver you from all that stuff. So you can be the worst person in the world out there today. You may be hooked on pornography. You may be hooked on drugs. You're the very person Jesus is looking for today. Come out of that now and get yourself born again. Get that sin washed away. Then God is merciful and he's gracious and he'll teach you and he'll walk with you and he'll work you through all of your situations. None of us just really right every day. After I got saved, I smoked for the longest time in the world. Hating every minute of it and crying out all the time. But it took a while for God to get me out of that. And he'll do the same for you. So whatever it is in your life, don't let it stop you from being born again, from getting over into the kingdom of God and to be serving you a seat in heaven, okay? Make sure you're born again today because who you are or what you're. Give us a call here now if you need a healing, if you need a miracle. We don't care what you need. Give us a call here, 221-1100. We're here to represent the Lord Jesus Christ to you. Out of town, 888-221-8990.
Yeah, we have no magic power. Bob Allen and Landon Allen cannot hocus pocus, wave a wand, twinkle our nose, and make anything happen to you. So that's why we're free. We're made free in Christ to sit here and tell you, call up. We're confident because it's not on our shoulders. Christ Jesus is the one that's going to minister to you. God's going to minister to you. We're just here to kind of intercede and be the go-between between you and God. Got nothing to do with us, but God wants to help you. I'm telling you, I've been there.
This is Bob. Can I help you?
Good morning. I'm calling for prayer. At night when I'm trying to sleep, I have like my asthma problem. And I start wheezing. And some years ago, I had a fall and I had a nose drip and it was fluid leaking from my brain. And they thought it was sinus, but it wasn't. And the doctor said I was to walk a miracle. But lately, at night, I've just been having a wheezing and it's bothering me when I'm sleeping.
It's asthma, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. You know the Lord Jesus. No problem there, right?
That's right. He'll heal me.
What's your name?
My name is James.
Jane? You say, okay, Jane, listen. First of all, I want to tell you the Lord Jesus loves you. You know, just because you call and you're calling like Ross, Landa just got through telling you, you're really not looking for us. You're looking for the Lord, hand of God. And that's just what you'll get. You're going to get favor today, okay? I want you to believe and trust for total healing and total deliverance, okay? Now, it'll happen if you can believe for it. Asthma is no big deal with God like everything else. So I'm going to to pray for you. Len and I are in agreement. We're all in agreement here together that you're going to be healed. Now, I want you to expect something, okay?
Right.
I want you to stand up now and expect something. And also, the enemy always wants to keep you bound.
Yeah.
So if he comes back one more time, you say, look, I'm healed. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, okay?
Jesus Father, said, I am the breath of life. Yeah. Let me just say that. Yeah. I am the breath of life.
Father, we come in agreement now. And we speak to this asthma and
yes.
in Jane, and we command
yes, Lord, right
it by
now.
The
yes,
finger
Lord,
of God
yes,
to
yes.
leave and not to return,
pull
to go
enemy,
back
Lord.
From where he come from. We
Let
break
spirit,
this assignment over her life. We absolutely set her free
spirit,
from
Lord.
Asthma. And then
yes.
we speak the healing power of the Lord Jesus
the
Christ
Lord.
Into her body,
yes.
into that, into
Jesus, yes.
totally, Father, into her system
mm-hmm.
to bring total healing, Father God.
Yes.
From her head to her toe, any and everything, every issue that she has in her life. We ask you to intervene and bless this precious daughter. We've just been telling people how wonderful you are, how much you care, and the price you pay.
Oh, yes. Lord.
Now,
I
Father God, we break this assignment
I
over her. We set her totally free in Jesus' name and here. You take care, Jane. God bless you.
Yeah, that's awesome, Bob. He is. Jesus said, I am the breath of life.
This is Bob here to help you.
I come to give life, he said, and I come to give it more abundantly.
This is Bob. Can I help you?
Yes, Bob. I am Brenda that spoke with Landon back here a couple of weeks ago, and I just wanted to call in, not necessarily for prayer, but for a word of praise to the Lord for sending me that friend from Palm City. God is good all the time.
Brenda, that's awesome. I wanted people to... I'm so glad you called and they could hear your voice and know that just a little... I mean. Just a little, and you and I haven't spoke a whole lot because I work a ton and do all kinds of things. So we spoke very little, here and there, here and there, here and there. But just that little bit of reaching out to God did a big difference. Did it? Did it not?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did, Landon. Yes, it did, brother.
God, I love you, man. Hey, listen, I will call you soon. Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
Take care, brother.
Right,
Lord bless
Brenda.
Lord,
that's
great. Listen, Ben, don't accept this as just one time offering. Look forward to the Lord to bless you the rest of your life. Okay. We speak a blessing over your life.
That's
now,
right.
A lifetime blessing over you in the name of Jesus. Okay?
Right. We're going to stay there with you,
Receive
too.
Receive it, okay? All right, Brenda, thanks.
Thank you, Brenda. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
See, that's awesome, man. Yeah. She called. I'm telling you, if you just reach out to God, Bob said earlier in Luke, to seek and save that which is lost, just say Jesus. That's it.
And listen, one thing, we need sponsors. We really do. If you're out there today, you have a business or a church, we don't care what it is. We really need sponsors. We're not getting proper funds to help pay for our program. It's really a struggle. We're still paying for 95% of it out of our pocket. We need help. So we want you to send us a check this week. You think, you consider, you pray about this to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. That's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. Look, we could really use sponsors, somebody to help. And we'll trumpet your calls. We'll represent you, but we need sponsors. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, or email us this week with any situation
right.
that you have at TrialLifeline@gmail.com. It's really simple. One, just remember this word, TrialLifeline@gmail. TrialLifeline@gmail.com. Anyone can remember that. TrialLifeline@gmail.com. Send your check to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. That's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Jensen Beach, 34958. Remember, money, money, money. We need money. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958.
Very true, but real quick, when you release your money and give it to God, you're not giving it to us. You're saying, God, here, this is something for your ministry, your kingdom.
You take nothing from it.
Yeah, here, God, here's the money released to you, and I trust you. God will bless your finances. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Every time I don't, do I have, what do I have, 30 seconds?
Seconds.
Real quick, this week I went to church, had my tithe check in my pocket. I thought, I'll catch it next week. No big deal. I shouldn't have done that. That's God's money. Now, this week at work, my check got attacked because of something weird. They made a mistake on my payroll. What's the odds? You see what I mean? I've been there for years. I should have released that money to God Sunday. I apologize, and this Sunday I'm going to release it. So when you release your finances, he'll take care of your money. That's all I'm trying to tell you. I love you. We love you. This is Lifeline. We're signing off.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. to contact Dr. Allen, the email address is prylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.